Yes, well, one was rather moved by word of Gay's passing, especially as it breaks the dull routine of Aura's tea parties for old ones. So Gaypo's death has left us with great consolation that there's very, very few people left now who could have won the popular vote for the Auras. Just Miriam to go now, really.
He meant so much to everyone in RTE that it's a bit like our king has died. And like the royal family, when one goes, everyone below goes up the pecking order. So I'm basically second in line now to have a bust outside one of the Montrose buildings before we sell it to a cuckoo fund.
Of course, I'm way too young to remember Gay Byrne, but I knew him personally, and it's a great consolation that he actually got to meet me, a handsome and popular leader who can bench press 100 kilos and whose metabolic age has more overruns than the Children's Hospital. In many ways, I'm the personification of Gaypo's Ireland, a gay Taoiseach, son of an immigrant, with some quite disturbing right-wing views.
Of all the people who refused to shake my hand, Gay was the finest. I'll never forget my first late-late when he was hiding in the audience. Are you interviewing me or am I interviewing you? I asked him. And then I made a very good joke about if it was me interrogating him, he wouldn't be needing his trousers.
News has just reached us about the sad loss of Gay Byrne. And I have 30 years of anecdotes to get off me chest, so we're going to get about 5 live lines out of this, followed by me on the Ray Darcy Show on the 6-1 News, Claire Byrne live after me documentary Good Timing, Yawake, and on the Late Late, of course, and on the Late Late again, and again on Lifeline, and on the News at 1, and then someone...
Of course, when I took over the Late Late, I asked him for some advice, and he...
You told us that story already, Ryan. Anything else?
Did I tell you I was filming something for the Choice Show when I heard the terrible...
gave that one to the news.
There was one time we went for dinner with me, Jerry, Gay...
Told that one 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But the sad thing is he never took a tablet in his life. He thought Panadol was a Russian ballet dancer. Joe, that's the 12th time I've heard that one, for goodness.
And we'll have more tributes being paid later in the programme.
Okay, settle down. The doctor will see you now. I'm trying out new doctor catchphrases. Focus groups love that I'm a doctor. And also that I keep saying Albania, immigrants and fake documents over and over until someone lefty gets mad and makes me look tough. Or I could sack a minister. Morning, Minister Harris.
First of all, I'm making great progress, Taoiseach. I've had fewer death threats this week, so that's something. That's progress.
We need to get election healthy. That's why I've called this cabinet meeting a medicine cabinet.
Oh,
get it? Anyway, Simon, you're breaking all of James Riley's terrible records. What are you going to do?
Well, I sent a few tweets about what an icon Gay Byrne was.
Yeah, we all tweeted about hashtag Gaybo, but I was his bezzy mate.
Well, in his honour, I announced free condoms for students.
What good is that going to be? That's only going to lead to a creepy photo shoot with you holding condoms with a bunch of young women in Trinity.
Well,
oh my God, you didn't.
Well, I thought it was important to acknowledge that one time somebody said they fancied me.
Still, I guess a massive loser minister standing in the middle of a college campus counts as a contraceptive in itself.
Major boner killer, dude.
Oh, Merce, how's the housing crisis hanging, bro?
Well, admittedly, house building has ground to a halt in the city. But given my talent for storm chasing, boss,
what?
I'm pretty sure I can pin this on how much it rained this week.
It's an emergency, Murphs.
Yeah. True, I know that people are suffering.
No, really. Not that. People are leaving angry homelessness subtweets whenever I bandwagon tweet on stuff like the women's hockey team.
Well, I announced 300 more beds for the homeless this winter.
So we've got over 10,000 people homeless and you've got an extra 300 beds.
Well,
is that just because you're trying to get Gerald Butler's six-pack from the movie 300?
Well...
And what's the story with all this boil water stuff?
Well, that's an absolute disgrace. I mean, can you believe Irish water is in my department as well?
Oh.
WTF! Can't I just get one easy thing in my portfolio?
Yeah.
Like the Greyhounds we keep writing winning streak-sized checks for.
Anyway, climate change. Yeah. What are we doing about that?
Well, I'm putting a levy on disposable coffee cups, Taoiseach.
Sorry, Richard Bruton? Are you still a thing?
The latte levy is going to discourage people from using disposable cups, which are a serious threat to the planet.
Right, well, that won't do a thing. Still, warmer winters will mean we'll have to spend less on frost-proof sleeping bags for Murph's homeless.
Hashtag winning!
Who else? Minister Ring?
Yes, I just announced 62 million in funding for rural degeneration, Bass.
Okay, and what are we getting for that?
A civic and cultural centre for Virginia County Cavan.
Sorry, a what for where?
Wexfordia will be getting a new famine ship.
Wexfordia?
Wow, how many homeless can we put on a ship?
This sounds like a massive waste of money, Ring.
This sort of thing plays fierce well outside of Dublin.
Okay, well, if it convinces the turf munchers that rural Ireland has been completely abandoned, it's certainly cheaper than installing broadband.
And what about you, Taoiseach, by the way?
Excuse me?
Yeah, that climate change gaffe you made. The weird anti-immigration comments. Are you okay, man?
To be H, I was toast distracted by the share letter.
Ah, no, not this again, boss.
Well, no, this time she wrote to me, but not in a toast retweetable way. She's like treating me like a loser unless I ban fracked gas from the US. And Mark Ruffalo from the Avengers is having a go too. I don't like this bashing from celebs that are supposed to worship me.
Well, maybe the doctor needs to take some of his own medicine.
Hey, the doctor catchphrases are my thing. Now, I'm only letting you laugh because the focus group prefers if I'm able to take a slagging.
Four o'clock in the morning, time to start another beautiful day in the kingdom. Jackie!
Morning, Daddy. You've a meeting about the pothole outside the gala shop at 5 o'clock.
Time for the breakfast for sure.
Yep.
Bring up a jug of warm buttermilk there and £5 of smudge.
Yep, yep.
Sure, I'd be afraid some tourists on a bicycle be getting their wheels stuck in it, Michael. Say no more, I'll raise with the Taoiseach himself above in Dublin. And we'll say a prayer now to St. Gubnet. Christ, that's brilliant, Michael. Will you have a sup of tea before you go? I won't, I have a queer number of funerals to get to. Just give us the price of it instead and I'll be off.
Go back. Right, Daddy, we have a funeral in Sneem in about 10 minutes.
And my DNA is going to the one in Carsaivin.
Yep.
Take my old cap and be sure you shake hands with the widow with it in your hand so she knows I was there. Like.
And what about the vote and the doll at the same time?
Ah, not to worry, sure wasn't there one time when I did celebrities go wild.
Yep.
And 3,500 votes came from inside the doll while I was at a wake house in Lishpole. My vote moves in mysterious ways.
But you have to go straight from there to a rambling house in Knocknagashel, a removal in Waterville, and there's an evening vote in the doll as well.
No bother at all, son. Sure aren't the men's sheds only after building a time machine for me.
Oh, is that ready?
Yep.
Sure, 'tis well known that the sound of hammers knocking and the saws sawing and every man's shin carry this last 6 months' pesh
yep.
are all working in a time machine for yourself, Daddy.
You say 6 months, Jackie, but how do we know that I'm not in the future right now speaking to you in the past?
In which case is it time, do you think, for another dinner?
Well, Jackie, 'tis 10 o'clock in the morning somewhere right now.
Yep.
Pesh the schmunz like a good bochel. We've a fierce busy day. And don't forget, I've a witch burning to sign off on in Carradine. Daniel.
Yep.
So guys, RTE is in trouble.
100%. Agreed.
We're skint.
Broke. Bastard.
And the restructuring plan we've just released has gone down worse than an episode of Rebellion.
We need to make something good. Content people like.
Dynamic content.
Content we can monetize. You know, the ratings on Gaybo's passing were huge. Who knew he still had it? People are mad for gay-related content.
Well, look, we need to monetize this. This is our opportunity to remind people that RTE used to make really good content. And we can make great new content by running the old content whenever an icon like gay passes. It's time for an RTE regaissance.
100% agreed.
So we're already planning our third commemorative Late Late Show.
Ooh.
We're covering the whole funeral, of course, TV and online.
Yeah.
Wheeling out John Bowman and Mary Kennedy one last time.
Ooh.
We're even going to release it on VHS tape for the nostalgia vibes.
Great.
Then there's a Christmas RTE guide with a 50-page supplement on gay's career.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's 6-hour toy show will be co-hosted by a hologram of gay.
And we've got a 10-part drama series based on his life, obviously, starring, wait for it, Gabriel Byrne.
Very meta. I like it. People will lap up that great content.
That hologram has given me an idea. Couldn't we take all the existing audio of gay and see about creating an AI version of gay? A gay eye. Then we could just give him back his old morning show.
So much content. But guys, look, we have to look to the future. Fresh blood, you know?
100%. Agreed.
So, Who's going to provide the next gay burn sad face Momo that we can milk?
Well, Mike Murphy is looking very old.
Pat Kenny's not getting any younger.
Excellent. Get a week of retrospective content on Murphy ready to go. But not Pat.
No?
He betrayed us, so we already ordered his archive shredded, along with the spreadsheets of those executive expense accounts of the 90s.
100%.
Agreed.
With all this great old content, we don't need any new content. So let's slash a few things, but keep the side of the organisation that is most...
digitised?
Most unionized. We can't touch anyone with a union. Thankfully, all those youngsters who believed us when we said RT's digital first now are too broken to fight back. So we can axe all the digital radio stations easily.
100%.
Agreed.
But we're keeping Longwave.
And radio in a 12 million a year, Doctor.
You know, ironically, RTE Axe would have been a great name for a digital station.
Yeah. And let's get the top presenters to take a 15% cut.
Oh.
Thanks to Noel Kelly, we only need to make one phone call.
That's great.
Very good.
The future of content at RT is looking up.
Yeah.
Or at least back.
Content.
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 Welcome back to this late, late special. Yeah, there's your glass of water, Nell. Are you okay now?
Stick it up your hole.
Ha ha, delightful.
Right.
Yes, Twink,
right.
I can see you waving, but you're too close to Theresa Lowe. And between herself and P.D. McNamara, there are just too many landmines waiting to explode. Vincent Brown, believe it or not, you're the most stable of this section of the audience. Ha ha.
Yeah, I thought you were going to start with Dunphy.
Yeah, well, we're less confident that you'll survive the show, and also Eamon might need a moment to compose himself. Are you okay?
He was the greatest man.
Yep.
The greatest broadcaster. We lost a great general.
Yeah.
He loved Charlie, and I love Charlie.
Well,
a different Charlie, but still.
Vincent.
Look, it. He was a curmudgeonly old shite, and that was my job.
Pat Kenny, you don't care about anything anymore, do you?
Well, what's the worst they could do, Ryan? Shaft me again and pay me with what? String? Eat that, D Forbes.
Oh.
Better go and put another 50 pence in the meter, dear.
Ouch.
Anyway, Gay was working class, like I am.
Really?
Yes, I'm still a howier because my house is the size of a Christian Brothers school.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pat. Now, let's chat to your neighbour there. Not that one, the one you're still talking to. Mike Murphy, 78, and no fecks given. Yeah, well, what can I say about Gay? A swear word and a story about how famously stingy he was. He's not dead, is he? Oh, dear. Still not as low as that Theresa Lowe moment there. Father Brian Darcy, you've lost a lot of good friends lately.
And I know what people must be thinking, but I was nowhere near Hoth on Monday last. And when Brendan Grace passed, I wasn't even in the country. So go ahead, triangulate my phone if you don't believe me.
Okay, there we have to leave it. We're to take a break. More tributes later. Though if half the people paying tributes this week paid their license fee, RTE wouldn't be closing down Limerick. Ha ha! Back after this.
Now, Microsoft has trialled a 4-day week for its workers in Japan. Sounds grueling. With me to discuss, Finance Minister Dimples Donahue.
Thank you very much.
Ryanair's Michael O'Leary.
Lazy Marx's Pinko State broadcaster.
And People Before Progress TD, Breed Coppinger.
Fat cat, hunky dory, tato, cheese and onion capitalists.
Breed, you think this 4-day week trial doesn't go far enough? Why?
This is not more than a publicity stunt by greedy multinational Silicon Valley bigwig executives. We at People Power Progress won't sell for anything less than a 0-day working week on full pay, Marion.
A great idea, it has to be said.
Yeah.
But surely we all have to put in some kind of work. Like 4 hours at least.
The concept of work is just a construct of our elitist, globalist, neoliberal, neocon, neapolitan, ice cream, fun-loving criminal patriarchy.
Pascal,
yep.
Could you ever see the 4-day week taking off here?
It's just too big a step, Marion. Too big for the space between my cute little ears to handle.
Oh, even if it's an IDA multinational saying it?
Well, then we change our policy as quick as we stuffed our pockets with R&D grants.
But it could destroy small and medium businesses.
Hmm?
You know, the ones who employ more people and actually pay their taxes?
Sorry, we have Irish companies as well? Excuse me while I Google that, like it on Facebook, and high-five a cuckoo fund's nil return tax bill.
That's a disgrace. Right. Michael, you're very quiet. Are you all right?
I was just waiting until these two mouth breathers ran out of air so I could have some uninterrupted air time.
So, Ryanair, in
embracing the 4-day week?
Obviously not. We've actually increased our efficiency by moving to a 7-day week for the same amount of pay.
Which, or so I'm told, is nothing anyway.
Well, it's actually next to nothing. Not that I'd expect this bloated communist mouthpiece beside me to know anything about that.
Well, that's an affront to workers, you Thatcherite stalactitan espresso head.
I don't have to take that from you, you Stalin-loving, money-hating pravda pup.
The typical hyper-corporate Coca-Cola blood type riddled...
Claptrap, wigwam living...
J.R. Ewing spewing BP oil breathed...
Halloumi frying tofu smoking...
Right, well, day two of my week done, and I'm exhausted. Who's coming to Rowley's for a bottle of whatever has the biggest number next to the percent sign on the back of it?
Well, I might as well, because I'm off until the new year.
Climate-hating, scratch-card-selling, plutocratic...
Bunch of polar ice cap shagging communist harpies.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4. Now, Royal Watch.
And welcome to the programme. Later, a special report on Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex from outside the gates of Buckingham Palace, a position Meghan Markle herself is inching closer to every passing day. Now, Harry and Meghan came back from a tour of the most poverty-stricken parts of Africa, where they spent the time moaning to the press about how difficult their lives are as they ate only gold-leaf-coated avocados and flossed with £50 notes. The couple expressed how cruel life is when they returned and immediately took a 6-week holiday while suing anyone who made eye contact with them. I'm joined in studio by royal expert Lord Stefan von Time on his hands. Stefan?
Yes. Well, if we look at the statement from the Royal Palace, yes, where William says he's worried about Harry, his brother, we haven't seen this level of passive aggression since the Queen wore different brooches in an attempt to offend Donald Trump.
Right.
Now, William is worried about his brother, and presumably, and I've no evidence for this, but I'll say it anyway, presumably worried that Harry's been manipulated by a gold-digging commoner who hasn't been institutionalised the way the lady that he owns has.
And Kate, of course, is from a good family who makes cakes and runs charity events, stays quiet about the criminal offences they've witnessed at palace parties, and don't seem at all bothered that their daughter looks dead behind the eyes.
And Meghan's family, on the other hand, is the wrong colour.
But you'd have to agree that Harry and Meghan have been treated rather unfairly.
You mean the constant media harassment and racism?
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of complaining, they should take a leaf out of Prince Margaret's book.
Right. You mean just take it lying down and drink their way through it?
With a lifetime supply of gin. Very much the way a true royal would do it. Very dignified.
Yes.
Or they could divert attention by saying inappropriate things and crashing into young mothers on their way to work, like the Duke of Edinburgh has managed for well over 90 years.
Why do you think the public and press prefer Kate?
She has that common touch, like wearing the same £5,000 coat twice in 5 years. Meghan needs to shut up, really. I mean, look how Prince Andrew has shamelessly hung about with sex offenders and got away with it just by shutting his mouth and hiding in plain sight.
Yes, it does seem more sensible. Well, thank you very much for that, Lord Stefan. And there you have it, folks. We'll have more on this non-story, which is looking increasingly like an elaborate marketing campaign for the new season of The Crown on Netflix. More, as I say, later tonight, tomorrow, and all of next week. Yes, it's shit, but at least it's not Brexit.
So many memories, so many clips, so many stories, so many highlights. A trip down memory lane now, folks. Go ahead.
Yes, my friends. Good morning, all. Exira and Alira and all of that. A letter here from Dimpna. Dear Gay, she says, my husband won't give me money for the housekeeping unless I roll around naked in Ritz crackers for him. Now, I quite like Ritz crackers, Gay. How are you telling, Dimpna? But the crumbs keep getting right up my jacksy. Jaxie is his name, from Caherseveen, and we've seen some astonishing transformations on the Late Late Antiques show before, but this beats Banagher. Remind us what you brought a few weeks ago, Sonny.
Twas a plank with some moss on it,
Gabe. A plank with some moss on it.
That's right.
And now it's become...
a Chesterfield sofa, Gay.
A Chesterfield sofa.
Yes.
Now, Jaxie, I have to ask you.
Yes, Gay.
In addition to the plank with some moss on it,
yeah,
did you by any chance also buy a Chesterfield sofa?
I did, yeah. I did, Gay.
Well done, well done.
To be here in the dome is a dream come true. With a non-threatening man, gay. Oh hey, that's you.
The Philadelphia Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe that dress was once a live animal with a soul. We'll take a break, only 47 more roses to go. Warm up the car for Donegal and fill it with whiskey. Boulevard. Now watch carefully, friends. This is a condom. A condom. There it is. I could be arrested for just having one in my possession. Yet an accountant can take all of your money and get away with it. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. And the good news, friends, we've a condom for everybody in the audience.
Well, I've a house in Mayo, a house in London, a house in Brussels, a house made in a brass naked each one. I tell ya, not a bit of self-awareness to be seen.
Dirty knickers.
People from Navin.
The Billy Barry kids.
Hup, the hup, triangle.
Yeah! Roll it there, Colette.
Mammy, put the electric blanket on. I'm coming home.
Clue number three to win the Ford Granada. Kinsealy, Dunstores, tighten your belts. That's it. That's it. That's all we've time for. Goodbye. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. The time is Boyle Notice O'Clock, and with me is Irish Water's managing director, Niall Leakey.
Well, we are meeting the challenge and will soon achieve functionality once we upscale the tasks going forward.
Ah, so we're speaking fluent marketing diploma speak this morning, are we? Go on, use some cliches and acronyms. I know you're dying to.
We have a job of work to do to proceed to the best outcome with the EPA, the HSE, the WTF, and the taking the absolute P.
Right, so just to be sure, these 615,000 people affected in Dublin, rather than use the taps, would they be safer drinking from a puddle in Coolock or moving to Roscommon, where their public water has the same viscosity as Shane McGowan?
Rest assured, we are monitoring the turbidity of the water on an ongoing basis.
Surely you're not going to blame Ryan Turbidity for this as well. He's done a double shift on the late this week and took a 15% pay cut. What more do you people want?
People will be delighted to know that our ultraviolet disinfection processes will begin for Cryptosporidium Giardia.
Wow, you really know how to speak to the common man out there, don't you, Niall?
Turbidity, rancidity, pupus and drexicus, and of course hoping for the best case outcome.
Which presumably is a quick exit and a massive lump sum. Thank you, Niall Leakey. Next time you're coming in, please give us some notice so that we can boil you first. That way we might be able to better stomach your turbid talk.
Thank you.
Stick on the television, that thing is on.
What?
The crime thing.
Oh yeah.
Skoda, proud sponsors of Dublin Murders.
What? That doesn't sound right.
Give it a chance, love. Netflix is down.
Oh, fair enough.
People say the children who were taken were the unlucky ones. But what if they're wrong? What if it's the ones that were left behind who had to live with their terrible secret? Children like me, forced to change their name and their accent just to hide the terrible truth that my own brother is the Minister for Housing. And that my granddad ran off with Gayburn's money. What if I'm the unlucky one?
I saw this already. It was on BBC last night and the night before.
Yeah, they're sticking it on RT now for the people who didn't go with their laptops with a screwdriver and a magnet to get the BBC player.
Fuck that. Here, stick on the one on the Virgin telly. Give us a look at Darklands, is it?
That's the one, yeah.
Basically, Conor McGregor stars in Love Hate 2.
Oh,
great idea.
I think that'll give me nightmares.
All right. Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the goose is out. The goose.
The goose.
The goose. All right.
Who's that? Call me the goose.
Well, I'm not afraid of anyone, man or goose.
All right.
You're not the goose.
Did any of yous order a taxi around here, no?
It's Brian Bleeding Care.
Yeah, I'm like a Drimna Bruce Springsteen.
Christ, you see, even worse than the other one.
Oh, freak this, I'm going to bed.
All right.
Can I get you anything to eat, Mr. President?
Is it free?
Air Force One is your plane?
No, it's not. This is a Barack Obama bin Laden hand-me-down. You can't even get an umbrella in the door of this hunk of junk. It smells of socialism and fried chicken.
That'll be the KFC you ordered. It's beside the row of defibrillators we installed after your inauguration.
Right, I'll have two buckets.
Donald, you already had bucket of breakfast.
Malonica, I didn't know you were on board, and you brought a tiny butler. Hey.
This is Baron, our son.
But I only remember two sons, and one's going to jail. I haven't decided which one I'm gonna let take the fall for me yet, so...
Baron is the son you had with me. He lives in White House.
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time, walking around all sad. I just thought he was the tiny, creepy ghost of my dead conscience.
Go to the next room, Baron.
Yeah, I don't have time to talk right now. We're flying over California. I have to dump all the toilet waste on those Democrat losers. Watch me.
Shouldn't you be concentrating on your legal issues?
Roger Stone's trial?
No.
The New York court subpoenaing my tax returns?
No.
The emoluments investigation?
No.
The defamation suit from those nasty women I maybe baby assaulted?
No.
The hush money?
Uh-uh.
My real estate deals? My fake charity?
No.
My links to the mob? My links to the Russians?
No.
My deals with the Turks?
No.
The money laundering?
No. The impeachment.
Oh, that. That's as dead as a celebrity pedophile who I definitely didn't order to be murdered.
Your chicken, Mr. President.
What did you just call me?
Your KFC.
Oh, okay. Can I get you something, menopausey? It's all on me.
Once again, this is Air Force One. Everything is taken care of.
Free chicken for me.
Well, you will pay for everything eventually.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Nothing. Just keep eating and tweeting. One of them will get you in the end. I pray.
Are these buckets of Coke free as well?
Yes, sir, they are.
I'll take 1,000. I'm going to put Obama Airlines out of business.
Welcome back to the special show. Bono's on the phone from New Zealand. Bono?
This is a reverse charge call.
Yeah!
Ryan, wish we were there with you tonight.
Sure.
But, you know, Gay once dropped us from the late.
Wow.
I took 3 buses to get to his house in Hoth, and he wasn't there!
Jiminy Cricket.
But that day made me determined to come up with a more efficient public transport service.
Really?
And shortly after, I invented the dart.
With a soft T, okay.
Gay was a huge influence on the young you, too.
Sure.
He taught us the importance of not entrusting your tax affairs...
What?
...to an Irish accountant.
Okay, Bob Geldof, your thoughts?
Well, Ireland was a country that needed a big kick in the arse. And Gay provided that kick. And I provided the arse.
Michael Flatley.
Sure, bless the thunder and turkeys of Turlestrain. You know yourself, Ryan, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I was the lord of the dance and he was the lord of the boards.
The boards?
He was the finest actor of his generation, you know. I loved him in the Unusual Suspects, you know. What a great... Oh, musha musha makushla, bless me lucky charms.
Right, Daniel?
Well, Gabo loved Donegal and Donegal loved Gabo.
Yeah.
When he was here, nobody bothered him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Except to tell him to f*** off the odd time.
Huh.
You see, we barely knew who he was.
Because
we only got the piped television in the 90s. The first time he come up here, we thought he was Julian Simmons. Honest to God.
Well, thank you for those lovely memories. And the final word to you, Joe.
I'm wrecked talking about it, Ryan. Can someone get me a triple espresso? Look, he was an inspiring figure. He's inspired me to go write me next book.
Okay.
The Children of the Toy Show, Ryan.
What?
To remember all the children who were patronised down the years by Gay Bob.
Well, that's just a beautiful way to end. Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Gay. And he's been laid to rest in Sutton, along with the remains of Archie.
It started on the late show.